The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
I like it. There you go.
9999
Nights.
Okay.
Nights. There you go.
Is that good? Okay.
That's pretty good.
Bigot's girlfriend do what we do.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Okay, that's funny, and this is still okay, but like after this, we are not allowed to call her that.
Like, no.
I can start getting like really reactions. She's not just my girlfriend, she's a whole person.
Not on episodes anyway.
I think if anyone listens to Deeply Upsetting, they realize that I have a whole personality going on, for better or for worse.
Fuck that. Everything you've been on, Flagship, GUI.
Oh, true, yeah, like, no.
If sorry, anybody is taking me seriously, when I say back. That,
no,
they should get fucked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So exactly.
You know,
no, I'm just saying, like, she always brings it on GUI and on previous nights you've been on,
right?
And like last nights you hosted.
Glad you're back. It's stressful,
right? And you held it, so there you go.
All of the showrunners that at different time have had to do the co-hosting duties. I think even Bruce co-hosted at one point.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, like everybody's had the opportunity.
I mean, I love you, Bruce.
It was
damn.
It was your turn to shine.
Yep.
All right.
On that one. Yeah.
I've hosted Flagship and Nights.
Ooh.
You have.
Yep.
You have.
Yep.
So.
And,
you fancy.
Boom.
I gotta thank Amy for taking it up on the last episode.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was just awesome. a tire fire, as always.
It's fun. But yeah, you basically just have to understand that you don't really have control.
Oh, no. I was the captain of a sinking ship. Yes. I was just drinking and watching the clock like in Titanic.
All right, it's been. You were the band.
I really
the band.
Was.
You were like, all right, we're going down.
One more, boys.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're talking about dicks, and she's playing Sweet Child of Mine on a violin.
And crying.
Crying.
Oh.
I'd pay to see that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You would pay to watch a Bickett's girlfriend cry, is what you just said.
I mean,
said.
I'd pay to watch me play Sweet Child of Mine on the violin.
That's true.
I don't know how to do
Holy
that.
Shit.
Right.
That went like dark. What the fuck?
About
it's
his,
not like, no. It's more
about
like the
biggest
child of mine
dick
on the fucking violin.
Shang-Chi's dad, man. Damn.
Oh, because
I could be a good guy. No, I can't.
Hey, he was at the very, very end. He waited till like the last fucking minute to like,
of course,
actually be a
well,
good person.
Duh.
Where you just like, you see the soul come out. You're like, how's that taste, bitch?
Because
like,
what we established in Flagship was part of the hero's journey is that they're arch nemesis at that time has the great reveal of, no, I really do have goodness in me.
Okay.
Be good.
So, yeah, minor Shang-Chi spoilers on this.
Yeah, I was going to say, the last time you heard from us, we were talking about the latest Marvel fucking blockbuster, Shang-Chi, and there are going to be spoilers about the film
moving forward.
So, spoilers.
Not just about Shang-Chi on this episode, but yeah,
no,
definitely
like,
some about
yeah.
It's going to pop up.
Sorry, I'm still rolling hard on this shit.
Which is
man.
Also
I
what
mean,
I warn people when they go to see Shang-Chi is that it's going to pop up while you're watching this movie because there's some like, oh,
truth.
Fucking rad
truth.
Shit
many,
right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about all the hotties in this movie.
Oh, also, no,
that's
real,
why it was
though,
going
real,
up.
Though, like
also,
the ladies
yes,
kicking
real.
Ass. This got, I mean, you get a chubby. I'm just saying.
Shang-Chi himself, I'm just saying.
I mean,
I was impressed.
That's a handsome man.
Yeah.
It's a good
I like how he walks
dude.
Out when he gets, when he like signed the contract for the Fight Club of his sister and he just walks out and she's like, Awkwafina's like, where's your shirt? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He does have such a casual swagger.
Right?
Well, he's just fucking shit up and then he's just like, eh.
Just yeah, very
so,
charming.
Yeah, he's like,
charming.
She's like, where's your shirt? He's like, eh, I don't know.
And she's kind of like, God damn.
He's got like an 8-pack. And you're like,
yeah.
It's like, bitch, you know you've been thinking about riding that dick for a while. Don't even fucking
right.
play. Don't even fucking play.
I've gotten that look before once where like a friend for many years recognizes like, oh, you might actually be hot. Like it's the first time they've even considered you, their longtime friend, as being like an actual person with attractive possibilities.
A sexually viable candidate.
Yeah,
sexually
you're actually fuckable? Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, it could be like that they haven't seen a while and lost weight or that you take off your shirt or whatever and they're just like, oh, fuck. fuck, what do I do with this feeling that I'm feeling? That was Awkwafina being
like,
oh shit.
That's what you do, you come. Yeah. That's exactly what you do.
Orgasm like, hey, as quickly as possible.
Let's get fucked up and do some weird shit.
But the weird, that if you're talking about the end, that involved Wong, and I don't know how that worked out.
Mm. You know, Wong's into some freaky shit, man.
Is he though?
I feel like Wong can actually lay some pipe. I feel it in my bones.
I feel like he can lay some pipe, but I don't know if he's cool with doing it with another dude in the room. That's the thing.
I feel like he is. But his mind is open.
Imagine what he could do with that portal.
Ooh.
Look, he had to stay at a monastery for years. Don't tell me that they just had it. Don't ask, don't tell about jacking off. Like that they
like
just,
right. Imagine if he did to a vagina what he did to Abomination. Where he's open the portal and just like fist the fuck out of him. You know what it feels like? Wong.
Jesus.
Wong could peg himself.
Oh, you're right. Oh,
wow.
Create a portal in the vagina.
I feel like you would do that. If you could do it, you would have to do it at least
I would
once.
Have to do it once.
Yeah. At the base, he could give himself a stranger. Yeah. At the base level.
Friday nights at the Sanctum Centaurium just got really weird.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, it's
there's just like there's a book instead of a porno and it's just the sling ring on one hand and the other hand.
Right?
Like, talk about you could give yourself a reach around.
Yep.
So before we get too crazy,
too late.
We got to talk about who's on this episode.
Womp womp.
Yeah. We got no other than one of the Geek Fathers himself. We got Scotty P.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Yeah, he's here to.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I like it. I'm going to do a weird entrance, too.
I don't have the kids, so I never know.
Fair.
And the other person that wants to do a weird entrance, we've got the host of Deeply Upsetting. We got Amy.
Yellow. Is that good?
High five.
Oh, that's how you know it's real.
Right.
It's very real.
Yeah. Yeah. And legit. Next, we've got the co-host of Deeply Upsetting. Fuck me. The host of Smack My Pitch Up.
There's less now.
Not really.
I mean, I got rid of one.
Fuck you. The co-host of GUI Nights and the actual host of GUI. We've got Mike the Hobbit Bickett.
That's what's up. Sheesh.
The bringer of tears.
No.
No. Did I do it right that time?
Bringer of tears.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I don't.
It pains me to have to do that many names for the intro. So the bringer of tears.
It's like the mother of dragons, breaker of chains, but with just like really shitty podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. Bringer of tears. Breaker of chains, bringer of tears. There
you go. Bringer of tears, yeah.
So that's what you're getting from now on.
I like it.
Yeah.
As long as you use those tears appropriately.
Mm.
Your laundry list isn't exactly short either. We've got like the host of From the Mouths of Madness. We've got the co-host of Geeks Under the Influence and the host of GUI Nights.
I feel like that was like three shorter than yours.
Literally, I only have one more extra podcast than you.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you do.
It's true.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, motherfucker.
God damn it.
Day, you're thinking
Shoot.
Of the, you're thinking
You
of,
drank the Kool-Aid too, motherfucker.
You're thinking of before
the
dark time.
I didn't know what was happening.
Of before the dark time when there was a lot more shit that we were all doing than, you know.
That's true.
That's, yeah.
As crazy as...
You're thinking about when I was doing the live booze clues and also trivia nights and then...
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Fuck that. Holy shit.
Yeah. It was... We used to go hard, dude.
Yeah.
Right?
What COVID happened and kind of settled us out.
Yeah. That kind of cracked that whip. It was like, no, we're chill. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. Okay.
COVID gave me the chance to be like, naps are pretty rad.
Right?
Naps are awesome.
They really are.
Naps are almost like essential. Like, I feel like naps are essential.
It's like you realize, like, oh, I don't have to burn myself down to the ground every single week repeatedly all
exactly.
the time.
Like, you know, and it's sad to say, I know you recently said you can't come to this, but we've got a horror con that we're a bunch of people related to the podcast are going to on the second to last weekend of September. But I'm also like, you know, Saturday, I'm probably going to take like an hour nap. I don't give a fuck.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hard, I'm going to take a nap, and I'm going to get up, I'm going to go fucking hard again.
There you go.
Any little punk wants to talk shit, I'll fucking put him I'll put him 6 feet deep.
Give them a dirt nap.
Yeah.
Well, Scott and I were
just
talking
saying,
about...
That's the thing. The nap, it's like you just recharge, and you're like, all that...
I like back. How you're gesturing your finger like it's going into something when you say recharge.
Exactly.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Them 10 rings and just...
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just saying, man. Like,
Scotty and I were talking about, like, you need more recovery time as you get older.
Fuck, yes.
Like, talked about, like, in the early 20s where I could party Friday night, get up, meet my friends at a brewery by 2 o'clock, party until, like, 2 o'clock in the morning from breweries to, like, somebody's house and then a bar, and then get up and do brunch, and brunch would run until 4 or 5. Or sometimes just go until the band played at a fucking venue on Sunday nights, like when Bandy right? did free. So from like after work Friday to like 11, 12 o'clock at night on Sunday, you're just going. That sounds like a living, breathing nightmare now.
You know what? Right? You know what? I've thought of that myself, and I do agree with you, but I would love to have the opportunity to like test our metal.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to see.
Mm-hmm. There are just times, see. Yes.
Like yeah. And not to see like me, because even back then it still sucked by sure. Monday.
Right.
Like it was fucking
but
miserable.
We were more concerned about what we were doing and not how it was affecting.
No, we were more concerned about what
we
might be
felt
missing.
Like shit. Right. We all exactly. felt like ass. Like that's without question, right?
Yeah,
so I'd be more curious now as like knowing that you're gonna feel like ass. To test our mettle, especially some young motherfuckers want to come in and start like trying to like throw their fucking dick around. You're like, oh, I got you.
I still have a tolerance. Don't
That's what
me
I'm
wrong.
Saying. Like, right. like yeah. oh, I got you, bro. I got you.
Yeah.
Be like, why are you passing out, dude? Oh, you just puked like a little bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. We're still good, man. I just want to fuck with the younger
generation. Do I feel like something with like the Warriors / Royal Rumble, like when we do our next GalaxyCon Richmond, and we're just like trying to throw down with all the like the little anime kids going, you can't drink, bitch. You know, it's like.
Well, it's like one of my favorite like drinking relating things was years ago, my sister's ex-husband. Before they were exes, came with me and some friends on a fishing trip weekend.
Right.
And we partied super hard through the weekend. You know, we're on a boat, we're drinking at the campsite, waking up, coffee in one hand, beer in the other, 6:30 in the morning,
yep.
whole deal for like 4 days. And he came back and we were in the sun, so we were like sweating it all out and we barely got a buzz the whole weekend because it was just
hot. Yeah.
But he was drinking with us and like trying to hang, and he came back and my sister asked him how it was, and he was like, I don't know how they can drink that much and not die, because we were all going through like a case and a half of beer a piece a day.
Oh my
because,
god.
Well, and that's trust me, that's not like possible normally, but because we're sweating it all out, we were right. just like not getting drunk.
Well, that's just like a back at one point when I used to work and help out at tattoo conventions. And part of working the tattoo conventions, because you worked for the guy who put on the convention, was the after party that you not yeah. only helped run, but you feel free to have a drink while you're working.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And
working, quote unquote.
Right.
Yeah.
Working, quote unquote. You're hanging out with guys and finally playing cards at 5 in the morning and then realize going, oh, I'll go get about a 2 to 3 hour nap at home real quick and then be back to open the convention again.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And you're like, you don't know how they didn't die. It's because we kept drinking. That's how you don't fucking die.
Yeah, right.
You just keep fucking drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just saying, like, you've been there and you like stop. I mean, you do take a break to sleep and like, then you wake up and you just
keep going.
Start drinking. Yeah. Because
and there's a little bit of points of pride about, but it's also like I love that it's a story I tell now about things that I used to do.
Yes,
like,
the past tense. Yes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Story. The only story that I really tell now that still happens that is when we do a con.
Cons we do still go
cons,
a little bit hard.
You know what
yeah.
sucks the most about this? Not just that, like you and I started the like. What became like a lot of people wanting to come to where we would go to cons for the weekend
for Monster Manias.
We did. Went to Mad Monster
because Groots and I started going to cons before you and I started going to
yeah,
cons.
Yeah, and then you had Jesse
and Jesse as
but
well.
But then,
yeah.
like, I mean, for I think it was like 2 years in a row. No, it was 1 year, but it was like I think across 2 cons in that year, just you and I went.
Yep.
We went to Mad Monster in the spring, and then we went to Monster Mania.
Well, that's the fun of it, though, too, is like because both of us are sociable that like even if it was just the two of us hanging out, we ended up making friends throughout the weekend.
Yeah, there's still people people I messaged now to this date from fucking like 5 years ago that I met at a con. And that's awesome. Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
But like
we've had friends we've met at conventions that have come down to Richmond to hang out. Like, it's been great.
We introduced them to Wonderland.
Yep.
Like, awesome. But no, like I remember that it was the spring. We went to Man Monster in Charlotte. And Jody came down later that night with Groots, and at that time period, that's what that was. And then later that year, it was just you and I went to Monster Mania in Maryland. It was during a hurricane.
That was during the hurricane, and that was the year that you fell asleep one night on the little stool that was at the end of the bed, and the other night in the computer chair. Like neither night did you actually fall asleep in bed.
I made it in the bed, but I didn't fall asleep in the bed.
No. Which I can only tease because I've done the same shit. So like I'm not putting myself above at all.
You think when I fell off the fucking end of the bed, storage area and hit my head?
Oh God!
He was like, "Is he still breathing?" And they're like, "I was
hanging out with this dude that we interviewed that made like latex masks." Was one of the
I remember you guys were there that weekend.
And we were hanging out and shooting the shit with him, and we came into the room and he was like. You sat on the bench and you started passing out and you literally fell off the bench and landed on your side. And the dude was like, "Oh, fuck. Is he okay?" And I leaned over and you were like, I was like, "He's breathing. He's fine. Let's go." And just left you there.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, no, but it's also like waking him up and trying to, he's team.
I'm
like
a bear.
He's
a fucking bear.
Yeah,
dude.
That is true.
He was fine.
I'm not even, literally my wife calls me bear for a reason. I am a fucking bear. Like, don't fuck with me. While I'm in the middle of my zen sleep.
Even the same shit where I fell off a bed and hit my head on the nightstand next to the bed.
That was the Cherry Hill that I was at.
That was Cherry Hill,
yeah. I thought I rolled you off. I told you.
Oh, you did roll me off. You physically pushed me off.
But I told you.
Yeah.
So I gave him a warning. I was like, and it was early in the night. I was like, dude, if you pass out on that bed, I will roll you off and you will end up on the fucking floor. I'm serious, dude. I'm like, I'm not joking. And okay. And then fucking drinking the rest of the day, and later on he falls asleep on the bed. I was like, "Motherfucker, I told you, blunk."
It happened.
Wrapped my head on the nightstand. Didn't even miss it. Didn't wake up.
See, liar works both ways. It's good for you and it's bad for you. Mm-hmm. I told you if you fell asleep, I would roll you the fuck off.
But it was the same thing. You were breathing, so you were fine.
Exactly. So he hit his head, and I remember Smash was like, "Oh shit!" I'm like, "Hold on." I warned the motherfucker. He's alive. He's fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm honest to a fault. Like, I will tell you one way or the other, and it's going to go through. It's going to happen.
Yep.
So, when it happens and it doesn't work in your favor, I'm sorry.
You can only be so mad when that happens to you when you're like, I did just, leave you to die, at a previous con, so. I can't be like that.
I don't know if any of that was in the, I don't know, man.
I didn't check to see if you swallowed your tongue or anything.
No, but I did actually, put him back up on the other bed.
That's really nice. We did
move him after a little while.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We let him suck it up on the floor for a bit. I'm like, all right, let's fucking.
Conventions are long and I get sweepy.
Oh, God.
I took a nap that con because it was so fucking annoying with the fucking cell.
Dude,
too many fucking people sold out shit.
You got
fucking dudes that walked out just to get their baby's fucking bottle and aren't being let back in because of the fucking.
That was a nightmare.
Dude. Oh, wow.
Oh, it was bad. Bad. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Dude. Yeah, that was the year that Jennifer
they wouldn't have been able to stop me. Like, dude, I'm trying to get in
only
my
year
baby's
old.
Bottle.
Wow.
You're going to have to fucking tase my ass. Yeah, I'm fucking going to punch each one of you fuckers, and my baby's going to get his bottle. You can do what you want with me after that.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You're not going to keep my kid from eating.
Where we took the boys up to y'all's room, take a nap and stuff.
Need a break.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking nightmare.
It was bad because we weren't staying at the hotel. We were staying with friends a half an hour down the road. Mm-hmm. We have friends up in Jersey we were just staying with. But trying to stroller and the kids, and it was just
it being a shit show.
Yeah, dude, how my kids, to this day, especially in comparison to the little shits that my kids are half the time, I'm surprised that they held up as well during that con.
Yeah.
Was what, a year and a half?
Leland was closer to just over a year.
Just over a year, yeah.
Yeah, because what was it? That was March that year, and his birthday's in February.
He was just over a year. Holy shit!
So
I remember Jen with Leland in the stroller.
Jennifer was breastfeeding Leland as we're in line for photo ops and various stuff.
Wow.
So, and there was only one dude that I had to kind of look at and go, really?
Yeah.
What was he just staring at your wife's tit?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Everybody else,
sexual about breastfeeding. Sorry.
Everybody else was just like, more power to you.
Yeah, badass.
No, like,
go for
hey,
it, you know?
Do your thing. I'm not, how is breastfeeding?
Don't open that door.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah,
keep that door closed.
But you can definitely see in our photo ops, where Logan is like turning away like in the stroller. He's just not happy to have his picture taken and stuff. Yeah. But I'm just like, I'm with John Carpenter.
I got three things signed by John Carpenter that year because it was so like
crazy
that I'm like, and he was such a good sport. He was just like, hey, man, I'm sorry.
He was just as pissed as we were.
Yeah.
About
he wasn't angry at
things,
us. He was angry at the con.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, like, we talk to people that are, like, newbies at cons when we go to cons about, like, the kind of rules of conventioning. Like, you try to get as many autographs as you can on Friday night because Saturday is always a hellscape.
And Sunday, you don't know if they're going to be there.
You don't know if they're going to be there because even if they say they're going to be there Sunday, they might cut out by noon or...
Because when their flight is or whatever.
So it's kind of a toss-up. So little rules like that, it's because we've been to so many... For 10, 12 years, we've been going to cons regularly and knowing...
Even not all of us together, but we've all done various cons and done different types of cons.
The hotel-based cons, you can keep beer in your bag and nobody's really going to give a shit. Just don't be, like, super, like, crazy about it.
Don't be drunk. Don't be, like, a shit show at, like, 1 o'clock.
That's something I did a convention a few years ago for RavenCon.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And, That was really fun. The thing I loved is because it's in the hotel. It's in a hotel, so a lot of the people that are at that con are staying in the hotel, and they do where they do up themes for their hotel room for after hour parties. So you have a mental health ward, like horror movie, like hotel room themed party with like buckets of beer and stuff for people. They had like all these different like anime or whatever themed like hotel rooms that they dressed up for people to come in, and they would put flyers on the cork boards in the hotel for people to like jump between the parties and shit.
Holy shit.
It was very fun and cool and dorky as shit, which I lit the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, they still do RavenCon, I think, but unfortunately, because obviously
the last
the last couple of years is, you know, certain, it's not one of the bigger ones is the thing.
That's kind of the fun, too.
It hasn't been, but it's still a good
especially
time.
When you're jumping around between the parties after hours and stuff, you get to, like, meet people and stuff, and you end up, like, getting, like, con friends from that. But I did a bunch of panels, and one of which was, like, the 101 of cons, like, what to do. And there's the basic stuff, like, just because someone's in cosplay, it doesn't mean that you get to grab their tits. Like, I know that's a really hard concept to,
but you've got to say it.
I can't comment on this. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well,
how stupid.
Well, no, if you've been on literally the internet, you know how stupid people can be.
Whoa, that's true.
And also, there's a lot of dudes that are just, like, incels or like, just are troublingly not able to, like, interact with people socially. And I do understand there's a difference between, like, people that do have some actual anxiety and social
stuff. Yes, there is a difference.
I'm talking about the dudes that just, like, don't know how to talk to people, period, because they just don't engage in the world. And that sucks, but, like, what you can't do is use that as an excuse not to, like, respect people's boundaries. And,
Well, that's part of...
boundaries are what get us through.
Yeah.
Boundaries
Get us through, our first year of GalaxyCon. That's part of what the Geekfather panel talked about as well.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
It was me, you, and Hunter. No, it was me, you, and Hunter.
That's right. That's right.
And we talked about, because we were talking about, like, you know, it was about the costumes and supporting the kids. But at the same time, you got to realize, like, what my wife went through at Cherry Hill. You know, granted, it was basically, I'm sure other people looked, but it was like the one obvious dude of kind of sitting there going, ooh, booby. And you're like, come on, bro.
Ill dude.
You know, like, yeah.
It's not sexual sustenance. It's not even the same thing.
That woman let me stick it in her, and I'm not worried about her boob at this point. You know, it's like, come on, man.
It's not a sexy boob at this moment.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
food.
It's sustaining my child. Food. Yeah. But we talked about stuff where it's just like.
Nature and food.
Yeah, where it's just like, you got to respect the boundaries on that same time, where it's just like, It's part of the whole thing of just like let them breastfeed if they got to breastfeed.
Yeah, I'm sure that I'm pretty much guarantee 100% that everyone that's on this panel right now has been in an environment where there has been a mother breastfeeding, and you might, you know, as you're scoping the area you're in, you see that you're like, okay, and you just look the fuck away and go about your fucking day.
Yeah,
you know, like why would you?
Yeah, why would I sit there just with my hands on my chin being like, oh, booby? No.
Right? It's like, no, I've seen that. Like, you know, like, fuck, I don't think they need to go in a closet and hide for breastfeeding. Like, they're on a bench. Their baby needs food. They fucking are giving sustenance to their baby. I'm walking through somewhere. I happen to, like, just because I look around a lot from being a bouncer. I tend to look everywhere.
Well, same here.
And I look over and I see, like, oh, okay, gotcha. I'm not looking that way anymore because you're doing your thing. Like, why am I going to stare at you for fucking doing your thing?
Being a little bit larger, like, tattooed person, like, I'm purposely, like, being like, I'm not trying to be a creep, but I see you.
Exactly.
But yeah. I will kind of stand in front of you to keep the other perverts away, you know?
Well, no, it's also, like
that's another good, that's yeah.
How I've done that before for people.
How rude is to watch a person that you're not, like, directly sitting with? Well, they eat. That's fucking weird. Don't do it. Little man needs to get nourishment. Don't watch a person fucking eat, you weirdo.
That's a great fucking way to look at that, too. It's like, the motherfucker's trying to enjoy his meal. Fuck you, bro.
Oh, I don't want. If I'm at a fucking pizza joint about to have, like, the supreme pizza with shit falling off and sauce it and my beard. I have a beard. There's going to be a bunch of shit in there. I don't want you looking at my gross, nasty pizza beard.
Dude, like, leave me alone. Let me eat my shit. I see something like that, some creepo doing that to a woman trying to breastfeed. I'm totally going to follow him. And when he sits down to eat somewhere, I'm just going to sit next to him and be like, what's up?
Please. How you like it? Just, how you like it, bitch?
Eat a hot dog loudly in his ear.
Just sit there and go, what's up? What's up?
Yeah. It's over and over again.
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. I see you eating there.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. I love it.
Totally going to do that.
That's amazing.
So good.
Yes.
So good. Yes. Well done. Well done.
Yes.
Yes.
A new mission in life.
Oh, shit. But, we didn't even.
I don't have a.
Fuck. We didn't even.
We didn't talk about shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
Warning.
Nice,
lots of spoilers. Breastfeeding at conventions.
Well, hold on. And well, listeners, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's the fun of nights, man.
I know.
Yeah, it's love fun, it. Man. We just kind of go where it takes us, you know. Mm-hmm. And this is where it took us.
Do you really expect us to stay on the rails, especially now?
No.
We got that booze is in us.
The boozes.
Which, by the way,
the boozes.
I think I came up with my Halloween costume from this conversation.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna dress up in a bee costume and then just put a little sheet with like eye holes in it, and I'll be a booby.
Wow.
Oh. See, wow. You said sheet over your head, so Steven's giving you a very bad.
Steve does a different type of bee. That's actually that's called a southern wasp. That's a different thing entirely.
It's like that's a totally different kind of bee. It's a southern wasp.
Southern wasp.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's oh my God. Oh, fuck.
I had to look at you, man. You're like, I'm going to put a sheet over my head. Like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, you know, that's so fair.
Don't do that.
Like, I prefer Anglo-Saxon, by the way.
Anglo-Saxon.
Just, you know.
Got some of them Anglo-Saxon bees.
Oh, God. All right. That's a perfect spot to like stop the night.
Mm-hmm.
We did give you a warning for Shang-Chi, but nothing happened with that. So I hope you enjoy what we gave you. We gave you a lot.
We just gave you a taste.
You did the tip? You're saying we just gave him the tip?
Just
always
the tip.
Gave the tip.
I felt like we gave him a lot.
Yeah, it depends on how big the tip is.
Give
him
a little taste of the nipple, you know?
Mm.
Little.
Why are you bringing up nipples after the conversation
we
just had?
No.
Slurp.
Not slurp.
No.
Listen. I'm going to have to put my foot down on that.
Listen, racist okay. bee.
You fuckers. All right. That's it. All right. Thank you for joining us for another episode of GUI Nights. We are done. Good night. Go the fuck home.
GUIPodcast.com.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-wiggin animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIpodcast.com.
Hey guys, Scotty Big Daddy Preston here, that's right, the Geek Father, asking you to join me here every other week with friends and family of the GUI Network as we go through all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent. So remember, join us or cry.
In a world ravaged by movie studios that keep rehashing the same things, only one podcaster has the guts to make it even worse. Join Mike the Hobbit as he traverses the internet to bring you some of the best and worst ideas for reboots, remakes, and reimaginings of some of your favorite and least favorite TV and film properties. Ideas like a John Waters He-Man movie, Fantastic Four the musical, and Aliens done entirely with marionettes. What podcast would bring this evil upon the world? This is Smack My Pitch Up. Available anywhere you get your podcasts.